Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving deep into large language models, LLMs, but not just any LLMs. These are LLMs that can do things.
Yeah, like actually act in the real world. We're talking intelligent agents.
I've heard that term before, intelligent agents.
Right. So this paper we're looking at today, it uses this thing called Agent Bench to test how well LLMs can act like those intelligent agents.
Okay, so Agent Bench, it's like a test.
It's a benchmark, yeah. Like a giant obstacle course, but for AI.
And this is the first time anyone's tried to test LLMs like this, right?
Yeah, first systematic benchmark, trying to see how LLMs handle all these different real-world scenarios. It's pretty cool.
So we're not just talking about writing poems anymore.
No, we're talking about, like, booking a flight, playing a game, or even helping you clean up around the house.
Okay, that's a bit more useful than writing me a haiku.
Right. So think of it this way. An intelligent agent, it can perceive its environment, make decisions, and then take actions to achieve goals.
So, like, it's actually got a DO stuff.
Exactly. And LLMs, they're really good at understanding and processing language, which is, well, it's a big part of being an agent.
Right, because you got to understand what someone's asking you to do before you can actually go and do it.
Exactly. And that's what makes LLMs so promising for this whole agent thing.
So Agent Bench, it's testing how well they can do all that.
Yeah. So it has all these different environments, 8 to be exact, each one mimicking a different real world situation.
8 different situations. Okay. So what kind of things are we talking about here?
So they're grouped by this thing called grounding. It's all about how the LLM interacts with the world, right?
Grounding. Okay. So what are the different types of grounding?
Well, you've got code grounded. That's where the LLM has to actually understand and use code to solve a problem.
So it's like the LLM needs to be a programmer.
Kind of. Imagine like an LLM that can help you debug your code or even write simple scripts for you.
Wow. That would be a game changer for a lot of people.
Right. And then you've got game grounded environments. Those are where the LLM has to play games, solve puzzles, strategize.
Okay, so that sounds fun.
Right. But it's also testing the LLM's ability to think ahead, plan, adapt.
Yeah, I could see how that would be challenging, even for a human.
Totally. And then finally, you have the web-grounded environments.
Web-grounded. Like the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Things like online shopping, browsing information, even booking appointments.
Wow. So it's like the LLM have to learn how to navigate the internet like we do.
Exactly. It has to understand web pages, find information, interact with websites.
Okay. So we've got code, games, the web. This Agent Bench thing sounds pretty comprehensive.
It is. They really wanted to test these LLMs in a wide range of scenarios.
Makes sense. And they tested a whole bunch of different LLMs too, right?
Yeah, 27 in total. Some big names, some open source models. It's like a real AI showdown.
An AI Olympics.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened? Did any of them actually manage to conquer this obstacle course?
Well, GPT-4, the big star, it absolutely aced it. Really showed how powerful LLMs can be as agents.
Okay, that's what I was waiting for.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff could it actually DO?
Well, in the household tasks environment, it had a 78% success rate.
So it could actually, like, tidy up the kitchen?
Potentially, yeah. That kind of practical application, that's what makes this research so exciting.
I mean, I would love an AI that could clean my kitchen for me.
Right. But there's a but.
I figured there had to be a catch.
Well, there's a big performance gap between those commercial LLMs like GPT-4 and the open source ones.
Oh, so the underdogs are still struggling a bit.
Yeah, they had a tough time with the more complex tasks, especially those real world interactions.
So like they can write a poem, but they can't fold laundry.
Pretty much. And there was one more surprising finding.
What was that?
The smaller version of Llama 2. The one with 13 billion parameters, it actually did about as well as the much bigger 70 billion parameter version.
So bigger isn't always better.
Seems that way. Maybe there's something about the training that needs to be adjusted for those massive models.
That's fascinating. Okay, so some LLMs did really well, others not so much. But what makes them fail? Like, why do they stumble?
Yeah, so the researchers actually dug into that. They found 5 common types of errors that these LLMs tend to make.
5 types of errors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm guessing that's important for figuring out how to improve them.
Absolutely. Yeah. So these 5 types of errors, they weren't like evenly spread across all the different agent bench environments.
Oh, interesting. So some tasks trip them up more than others.
Exactly. And that can tell us a lot about how these LLMs approach different challenges. Like, for example, in the web shopping environment, it was mostly completed outcomes.
Makes sense. The instructions are usually pretty clear. The actions are simple.
Right. But then you look at the knowledge graph tasks, and task limit exceeded errors were all over the place.
So those knowledge graph tasks, they must be a lot tougher for the LLMs to handle.
Yeah, they often require a lot more reasoning, planning, you know, that deeper level thinking.
Yeah.
And it seems a lot of the LLMs just couldn't figure it out in the time they were given.
It's like they get lost in the maze of information and can't find the exit.
Exactly. And that's why analyzing these error types is so valuable. It gives us clues about where we need to focus our efforts to improve these systems.
So it's not just about making them smarter overall. It's about understanding their specific weaknesses and targeting those.
Exactly. Now, remember how we talked about some LLMs just defaulting to a pre-trained output format even when it wasn't the right one?
Yeah, like they had the answer but couldn't communicate it properly.
Well, they found a really clear example of this in the database task.
Oh, what happened?
Some LLMs failed not because they didn't get the query, but because they just stuck to this pre-trained format for the output, totally ignored the instructions.
So it's not just about knowing the answer, it's about being flexible, adaptable.
Exactly. They need to learn how to tailor their responses to the task at hand.
Kind of like how we adjust our communication style, depending on who we're talking to.
Right. And that brings us to another interesting point. The researchers actually had to tweak how they calculated the overall scores in Agent Bench.
Tweak the scores? Why do they have to do that?
Because simply averaging the scores across all the tasks, it wouldn't have been fair. Some tasks were just way harder than others.
So they had to account for the difficulty level.
Exactly. They ended up using a weighted average, giving more weight to the harder tasks.
Makes sense. So an LLM that aced the tough stuff, it would get extra credit, so to speak.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about these fascinating details from Agent Bench, but let's zoom out a bit. Why should our listeners care about all this? What's the big picture here?
Yeah, good point. It's cool to hear about all these AI advancements, but how does it actually impact our lives?
Well, this research is laying the groundwork for a future where these LLM agents could become a really big part of our lives.
Okay, I like where this is going. Paint me a picture of this LLM-powered future.
Imagine having personalized LLM agents that can manage your schedule, automate all those boring tasks, give you expert advice, you know, tailored to your needs. They could even learn your preferences over time and become like your ultimate digital companion.
It's like having a super intelligent personal assistant
Yeah.
who's always one step ahead.
Exactly. But it goes beyond just personal stuff. LLM agents could revolutionize things like healthcare, education, customer service, even scientific research.
Okay, now my mind is racing with possibilities. But let's be real for a second. With all this talk about the potential, we also have to remember the downsides.
Absolutely. As we move towards this LLM-powered future, we need to be really careful about the potential impact on jobs, privacy, even just how we interact with each other.
It's like we're on the verge of this new frontier full of amazing potential, but we have to be responsible about it.
Couldn't agree more. And that actually brings us back to another important finding from the research. Remember, that performance gap between the commercial LLMs and the open source ones.
All right, the commercial models are kind of dominating right now. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's probably a few things. Commercial models, they often benefit from economies of scale. They have tons of data, powerful computers, huge teams of engineers. Open source models, they just don't have the same resources.
So it's not that they're necessarily worse, they're just playing catch up.
Yeah, but there's hope for the underdogs. The open source community is so innovative. We're seeing breakthroughs all the time with things like knowledge distillation and transfer learning.
So those smaller models can learn from the big guys even without all the fancy resources.
Exactly. So, you know, it's this dynamic landscape. Commercial models pushing the limits, open source models catching up fast.
That's like a healthy competition, driving the whole field forward.
Exactly. And as this field keeps evolving at this crazy speed, we really need to focus on collaboration and open dialogue. Researchers, policymakers, the public, we all need to work together to make sure these LLM agents are used for good.
That's a great point. Okay, we've covered a ton of ground today. We've talked about Agent Bench, the good and the bad of LLMs, and even what the future might hold. What's the one thing you want our listeners to remember from all this?
For me, it's this. The age of LLM agents is here. We're seeing a real technological revolution, one that could change everything about how we live and work.
It's exciting and a little scary at the same time.
Totally. We're at the edge of something brand new, and there's so much to discover. But I have no doubt that this journey is going to be full of amazing breakthroughs.
And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this part of our deep dive. But don't go anywhere. In the final part, we'll be exploring some even more mind-blowing insights from this research and discussing what the future might hold for these incredible LLM agents. All right, welcome back, everyone. We're wrapping up our LLM agent deep dive. And I gotta say, my head's still spinning from that last conversation. LLM agents changing the world. It's all pretty wild.
It is pretty wild, yeah. And the thing is, we're really just getting started.
That's what's so crazy to me. You know, we're talking about all this stuff that LLMs can already do, but it feels like we're just scratching the surface.
Exactly. The research we've been talking about is just the tip of the iceberg.
You know, it really got me thinking about those LLMs trained on code. Mm. They seem to be doing so well as agents. Mm. Makes me wonder if there are other, like, unconventional ways to train them that could unlock even more potential.
That's a really interesting thought. Like, what if we could teach them to understand images or sounds, even emotions?
Right. Like, instead of just feeding them text and code, what if we could give them a more well-rounded education, so to speak?
Yeah.
Imagine an LLM that could read your facial expressions or sense your mood.
Exactly. We could move beyond just words and have this much richer, more nuanced communication between humans and AI.
Okay, now I'm really getting carried away. But it's exciting to think about.
It is. But, you know, we do have to bring it back down to earth a bit. We've talked a lot about the amazing things these LLMs can do, but we also need to remember their limitations and how analyzing those errors they make, that can really help us figure out how to improve them.
It's like those error messages are actually clues that can help us guide future research.
Right. Like, if we see a lot of task limit exceeded errors, that tells us we need to focus on improving their reasoning and planning skills.
So it's not just about making them smarter overall. It's about understanding their specific weaknesses.
Exactly. And as we keep refining these LLMs, I think we'll start to see a shift from these general purpose agents to more specialized ones.
Oh, interesting. What do you mean by that?
Well, instead of having one LLM try to do everything, we might have a bunch of LLMs that are experts in certain fields. Like an LLM for medicine, one for law, one for finance.
Like a whole team of specialized AI assistants working together.
Yeah, exactly. Each one contributing its unique expertise.
I like that. So before we wrap up, I think it's important to touch on something we talked about earlier, the role of commercial versus open source models in all of this.
Yeah, that's a big one. The commercial models are definitely ahead right now in terms of performance, but the open source community is catching up fast. And I really do think both approaches are going to be crucial for the future of LLM agents.
It's like they're pushing each other to be better, which ultimately benefits everyone.
Right. And as this field keeps evolving, we need to remember that collaboration is key. Researchers, policymakers, the public, we all need to work together to ensure that these technologies are used responsibly and ethically.
That's a great point. Okay, so we've reached the end of our LLM agent deep dives. We've talked about the research, the potential, the challenges, the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. Hopefully we've given everyone a lot to think about.
I think so. It's a really exciting time to be following this field, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for these LLM agents. Maybe one day they'll even be cleaning our kitchens.
Maybe one day.
All right, that's all for today, folks. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep exploring the amazing world of AI.